Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So Peter opened his mouth and said, Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. God raised him up on the third day and made him to appear not to all the people, but to us, who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on those who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands I
shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. With these words, Luke begins his summary of Peter's proclamation to the centurion Cornelius and his household. God shows no partiality. In every nation, anyone who fears him is acceptable to him. We're likely to say, indeed. This is central to the gospel. Salvation is by God's grace to all who fear him and trust his promises. For Peter, though, and for his fellow Christians in the apostolic church, this was an astonishing revelation, a revolutionary pronouncement. It had never been imagined, was frankly inconceivable, that Gentile dogs, unclean and wretched lawbreakers, were acceptable to God. What about honoring the Sabbath day and keeping it holy? What about the distinction between clean and unclean foods? What about circumcision? If you've been following the readings in the daily lectionary, you read about Peter falling into a trance as he was waiting for dinner at Simon the Tanner's house. A tablecloth filled with prohibited food, delicious pork, lobster, shrimp, and scallops, certainly in the mix, was lowered down before him. A voice spoke to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Peter responded, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." But the voice told him, "What God has made clean, do not call common." 3 times this happened. Peter didn't know what to make of this vision. But as he pondered, the Holy Spirit told him, "Behold, 3 men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them." This vision and instruction were the reason that St. Paul could say, "I understand that God shows no partiality." As he said when he met Cornelius, "God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean." So revolutionary was this truth that it took some time and not a little struggle for the church to embrace it wholeheartedly. When Peter went back to Jerusalem after his time with Cornelius, he had some explaining and some convincing to do. Later on, as we heard in the reading for the festival of St. Peter and St. Paul Apostles this past Sunday, Peter referenced his experiences with Cornelius as the watershed event that made this point of the gospel clear. He testified, "You know that in the early days, God made a choice among you, that by my mouth, the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith." By grace, through faith, this is the gospel truth revealed to Peter and underlined for him in the events at the house of Cornelius. And through Peter, revealed to the church in Jerusalem, and indeed to Christians through the ages. It's the reason that apartheid in the church is untenable. Such a practice strikes right at the very root of the gospel. Who you are and what you've done don't determine where you fit in God's plan. His love excludes no one. Jesus died for all. There is no one, regardless of ancestry, ethnic origin, citizenship, or cultural heritage for whom Jesus did not die. And whoever hears the good news about Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, who was handed over to be crucified, who died on a cross in the place of sinners, and then rose again on the third day. Whoever hears this good news about Jesus and believes that it's mercifully and gloriously true, such a person is acceptable to God, righteous in his sight, forgiven every sin, a child of God and an heir of heaven. This is what took place in Caesarea when Cornelius and his household received the Holy Spirit and were baptized. That's the reverse order from how God usually does things. But important at that time to make a point and to prove that there was nothing to hinder baptism for these Gentiles. No prerequisites to be fulfilled. This is what took place when you were baptized as well. As he promised, in the water and the word, God washed away your sin, gave you his Spirit, adopted you as his child, made you an heir with Jesus of eternal life. Peter is wonderfully and gloriously correct. God shows no partiality. In every nation, including these United States, anyone who fears him and does what is right, who turns to him in repentance and faith, who relies on his promises in Jesus Christ, is acceptable to him. You are acceptable to God, made righteous by his grace through faith in Jesus Christ, your Savior. It's true. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.